Well, I got a new shirt today.
Me too!
That's kinetic. Clearly, I'll be teaching about kinetics this evening then. Because my new shirt is saying kinetic. The kinetic energy of an object clearly is the object having extra energy due to its motion. It's defined as the work needed to accelerate a body of a given mass from rest to its current velocity. Having gained this energy during its acceleration, the body maintains this kinetic energy unless its speed changes. The word kinetic clearly comes from the Greek word kinesis. Can you say that with me tonight? Kinesis.
Kinesis.
Much more E. E. Kinesis. Say it again. Kinesis. Much better. Clearly, not as good as me. That word kinesis means motion. Now, about 100 years ago, clearly some individuals who were very smart, but not quite as smart as me, came up with the idea of motion pictures, and they called that kinema, or cinema, which is from the word, wrong, clearly, kinesis, is what that's from. Moving pictures, motion pictures, kinetic pictures, truly is amazing. Today they call those movies. Maybe you've seen them. In classical mechanics, kinetic energy of a non-rigid body is measured and easily calculated by the formula Ek equals 1/2 mv squared, where Ek equals kinetic energy, which is measured in joules, m equals mass, which is measured in kilograms, and v is velocity, which clearly is measured in meters per second. So, for example, if we had an 80 kilogram mass, which was moving at 40 miles per hour, which is approximately 18 meters per second, that was a close one, we would have 1/2 times 80 times 18 squared, which is 12,960 joules. Now, to show you and display to you what kinetic motion is, we want to show a video in just a minute. Now, I want to caution you, this video is about a roller coaster. And I am not a big fan of roller coasters because of the jostling to my very heavily insured brain, as well as the massive amounts of vomiting. So if you also can be a little bit startled or sick from it, I just caution you to lower your lap bars and close your eyes, because I don't want a lot of vomiting to happen in here. That'd be very bad. Now, to give you an example of this, here we have a roller coaster which is going down its tracks. What's going to happen is the roller coaster is going to go up this lift hill. They have a chain which is showing it and having it go up this lift hill. As it does that, as it goes up that hill, this mass, the roller coaster car, is gaining its potential velocity. Potential velocity here is gravitational velocity. As it reaches the top of the hill, its potential gravitational velocity, its potential gravitational energy is going to be at its max. And once it goes over the top of the hill, then that moving kinetic energy is released, and it allows that roller coaster to go the whole rest of the track. Okay, so here it is. Hang on and don't throw up.
Thank you.
exactly is kinetic energy? I don't know so much about kinetic energy. Grab your Bibles tonight. I'd encourage you to bring your Bibles to any general sessions that we have. Morning, to bring it to class. Afternoon session, evening session, I'd encourage you to bring it to those things. Turn tonight to Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17. Acts is in the New Testament. Acts chapter 17, we're going to start in verse 24. Acts chapter 17, verse 24, it says, "The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples made by hands. He is not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. From one man he made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring." You see, God gives us life and breath and everything else. In God we live and we move and we have our being. Our God is a God who is constantly in motion. He is constantly moving. He is constantly working in our lives. He is constantly there, ready to work in our lives. And sometimes we don't respond to him, but he's still there moving. Our God is the one who created the heavens and the earth. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. When I say amen, when I preach, when I say amen, your response is amen. If you don't agree with it, you don't have to say it. But if you do, just say amen. That's all right. You can even say amen when I don't prompt you to. It's okay with me. You guys are good. Now, God is constantly moving. He is the one who ultimately moved first. All energy and all motion and everything comes from God. In him we live and we move and we have our being. Let's go to the Old Testament. Turn this time to the book of Isaiah. You open the Bible right about in the middle. Isaiah might be the one you come to. If not, it might be Jeremiah, Lamentations, or Ezekiel. They're all right there together. Isaiah chapter 43. We're going to start in verse 11. Actually, we're only going to read verse 11, and then we're going to read verses 16 through 21 as well. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 11. It says, "I, even I, am the Lord, and apart from me there is no Savior." And then in verse 16, "This is what the Lord says, who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and the reinforcements together, and they lay there never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick." Now here God is reminding Israel of what he has done. He's reminding Israel of the fact that he had parted the Red Sea, that they could go through on dry ground, but then when the Egyptians followed through, they were drowned. God reminds them of the way that he had moved in the past. And in verse 8, he says to them, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing." God is doing a new thing. Amen?
Amen.
God is doing a new thing. Amen?
Amen.
He says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Do not dwell on the past." Now, it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the desert and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. God is doing a new thing. He is moving in our lives and he is moving in our world today. God is constantly at motion, all energy, all strength comes from him. All wisdom and understanding comes from our God. He is the starting point of it. He is the one who begins it. He is the one who brings it and places it in your mind and in your heart. God is the one who brings that. He's the one who gives you power and strength. He's the one that gives you wisdom and understanding to make good decisions in difficult times. God is always moving. And the beauty part is he's doing a new thing. He is doing a new thing. You see, we deal with stuff in life. Isn't that right? We deal with stuff in life. It's hard. It's difficult. Sometimes we deal with broken relationships. We deal with hurt and pain and frustrations of the past. We deal with issues that have been in our lives in the past, maybe sin that we've been involved with. We have to deal with that in our lives. But the beauty part is, God is doing a new thing. He is moving. And so we don't have to deal with those things on our own. If you've got your Bibles, go to the New Testament. To the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, Paul says, "In Christ we are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come." God is moving through Jesus Christ in our lives. God is moving through Jesus Christ in our lives. We are a new creation, and the old has gone. Forget the past. The old has gone. The new has come. Now, I want to look at a few things that we're able to then put in our past and be done with. A few things in which we are able to, in our lives, find strength and wholeness today because God is moving and He's doing a new thing. Right? God is moving?
Yes.
And He's doing a new thing?
Yes.
You guys are ready? Is the truth that God is moving. Is that right?
Yes.
God is moving. It is the truth that He is doing a new thing.
Yes.
Yes, it is. That is totally the truth. God is moving and He is doing a new thing. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 37, verse 4, it says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." Well, what in the world does that have to do with God doing a new thing and God moving? Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. So you look at this verse and you say, well, obviously it's talking about when I want something, God is like that magic genie, and He's going to come out and grant all my wishes. Right? That's what it says. Look at it. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of my heart. And I desire more money than I have right now. I desire more hair than I have right now up here. I desire more stuff than I have right now, and it promises that God's going to give me the desires of my heart. Right? Good deal. The old has gone, the new has come, my bank account now has more money in it. When it talks about God giving us the desires of our heart, it's not that God, like a genie, just grants every wish that we have. If God indeed is doing a new thing, and I am a new creation, if indeed the old has gone and the new has come, which it has in Jesus Christ, then the old things of myself and my selfishness are gone as well. And so when I delight myself in the Lord, He is giving me not all the things that I want, but He's putting new desires in my heart. Amen? God is putting new desires in my heart. He is always moving. He has done a new thing. He is working in my life and changing me because of Jesus Christ. And so He's not meeting all the delights that I have. And He's not meeting all the desires I have. He's giving me new desires. He is changing me. God is always moving and He is doing a new thing.
Amen.
And that is great. Who is that? You were really good at this. Good job. So God gives us the desires of our hearts. That's a new thing that He is doing as He moves in our lives. I want you to go to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 as well. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. It says here in 1 John 1, 9, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." You see, the truth is, not only is God planting on us and moving in us so that we are changed and new desires are welling in our hearts, but God is also, because of Jesus Christ and through Jesus, God is making me a new creation. And so as I confess my sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive me my sins and purify me from all unrighteousness.
Amen. Amen.
That is great news. That is great news. You guys ever deal with sin? Has it ever been a part that's played in your life at all? To know and recognize that God is doing a new thing in us that he has made a way in which we can be forgiven and made whole. To know that God is moving and doing a new thing in my life so that that sin that had been a part of my life does not have to rule me any longer. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 or 2, it talks about the sin that so easily entangles and putting that off. Throwing off that sin that so easily entangles. God is doing a new thing. And it's bringing us forgiveness and wholeness through Jesus Christ. We don't have to be slaves to that sin anymore. We don't have to be slaves to that sin that sometimes takes hold in our heart. That sin that it feels like we're just tangled up in it. We can't get away from it. We can, because God is moving and he is doing a new thing. And he brings freedom for captives. God brings freedom for captives. We don't have to be tangled up in that sin anymore. God is moving and he is doing a new thing to bring wholeness into our lives. God is moving and doing a new thing. Now, turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 1. In Romans chapter 8, verse 1, Paul writes this and he expands a little bit on that sin. Not on our mentality and thinking about that sin. We look at 1 John 1 and we see that if we confess our sins, we are forgiven and we're purified. In Romans chapter 8, verse 1, Paul talks about this new life that we have and that God is doing a new thing among us. And he says in verse 8, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
There is freedom in the fact that there is no condemnation in Jesus and because of Jesus Christ. There's no condemnation any longer. God is moving and doing a new thing, and we are not condemned. We're not condemned by ourselves. We're not condemned by other people. We're not condemned by the adversary. We are free from that fully. God is moving and doing a new thing, so I am not condemned. Even for that sin that I have been involved in my past that is scary and big, I am free. I am not condemned. And that's not because of me. Isn't that right? That's not because of me. That's because God is moving. He is doing a new thing. He's moving and doing a new thing. The old has gone. The old sin that we had up until 20 minutes ago is gone. Because of Jesus Christ. That way is possible. And as believers in Christ, we are able to share in that and partake in that. The old has gone, the new has come. God is always moving, and he's always doing a new thing in our lives. One of the things that he also does in our lives is puts us in a position where some of those thoughts that we sometimes have, thoughts of not being good enough and not being smart enough, thoughts of being in a position and a place where we feel as if we aren't able to contribute. We're not able to be used. Our past is too bad. You guys ever deal with any of those things? You ever feel like you're not smart enough to do something? You ever feel like you're not old enough to do something? You ever feel like you're not good enough to do something? It's kind of painful, isn't it? The truth is, God is moving. In Philippians, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. It says in Philippians 4, 13. Okay, I'll turn to it then. Philippians chapter 4, 13 says, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. The old is gone. The old lie that we believed for so long that says I'm not smart enough and I'm not good enough. That old lie that we believed that said that I'm not important enough, that I'm not skilled enough, that I'm not old enough. That old lie, that is in the past.
Amen.
Thank you. That is in the past. And we do not have to live by that any longer because the old is gone and the new has come. Because God is moving. God is moving. So that feeling of insignificance and that lie that you've been told, even sometimes by yourself, that is gone. And you don't need to live by that anymore. True? True that? I am down with that, yo. The old has gone, the new has come. God is always moving, and we don't have to live by that anymore. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We are whole and purified. We're in a position where we don't have to believe the lie anymore, because we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. We can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. And so the old is gone. That old thought that I'm not good enough to ever accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. That old thought, that old lie that says, I've just been too bad. His forgiveness is not great enough for me. God's grace isn't able to take care of this thing that's been a part of my life. The old has gone. The new has come. God is always moving by His love and His grace. And He is there reaching out to you. He is moving. Always moving. And always doing something new. We have a great God who is always in motion. He's kinetic. Right? You need me to bust out the glasses again?
Yes.
He is kinetic. He is always moving. God is doing a new thing. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing in your life. He's doing a new thing in our lives. He's doing a new thing in our world. He's always moving. The old has gone. The new has come.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's pray tonight. Great and mighty God, we recognize that in you we live and we move and we have our being. That we are nothing by ourselves, but with you and your Son Jesus Christ in our lives, we are everything. We're seated in heavenly realms. We are more than conquerors in all things. God, we give you praise and thanks that we can do all things through your Son who gives us strength. That we're able to put the past behind us and live this new life that you have offered for us. May you ever be praised. God, you are always moving, and we know that full well. You are making us new and doing a new thing in our lives, and we are thankful. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.